News, I'm Ben Thomas. The UN General Assembly has approved a non-binding resolution calling for a humanitarian truce in Gaza to halt fighting between Israel and its Hamas rulers. The tally?
In favor, 120. Against, 14. Abstentions, 45.
That came after a Canadian amendment backed by the U.S. was rejected. It would have unequivocally condemned the October 7 terrorist attacks by Hamas and demanded the immediate release of hostages. Meantime, there's a dull orange glow from Israeli flares in the night sky over Gaza, illuminating targets for warplanes. The Israeli military says its ground forces are expanding their activity. In Maine, the search goes on for the suspect in Wednesday night's mass shootings in Lewiston, but a shelter-in-place order has been lifted. Law enforcement officials tell AP authorities found an apparent suicide note. Meantime, Ed Donahue has this on a 10-year-old survivor.
Tony Aslin was with her mom at the Just in Time Recreation Bowling Alley in Lewiston. She saw her bowling coach get shot and killed.
I'm still sort of scared, but I'm happy that I'm still not at the bowling alley.
Her mother hid behind a table. Tony got out of the building. Grandfather Fern Aslin says Tony was asked if she was nervous or excited.
She said, no. She says, I was always told by mom to try to be calm in situations like that. And she was, apparently.
Aslin says he went through 2 hours of hell until he got a phone call.
Her first words to me were, I'm not dead, Pepe.
I felt happy. To tell him that I'm okay.
The 10-year-old says arts and crafts and reading some books are helping her get through this. I'm Ed Donahue.
And President Biden met with China's top diplomat today, a possible precursor to a sit-down with President Xi Jinping next month. This is AP News. Baseball's World Series is getting underway at this hour in Arlington, Texas. Nathan Eovaldi taking the mound for the Rangers, while Zach Gallen starts for the Arizona Diamondbacks. But throwing out the first pitch, former President George W. Bush, who once owned the Rangers. Norman Hall has more.
This will be former President Bush's fourth World Series ceremonial first pitch, but his first before an opener. Bush headed the group that bought the Rangers from Eddie Chiles in 1998 and was general partner through November 1994 when he stepped down as he prepared to become Texas governor. Bush was U.S. president from 2001 to 2009, and threw out the ceremonial first pitch before Game 3 of the 2001 World Series at Yankee Stadium between New York and Arizona. With heavy security following the 9/11 terrorist attacks, Bush wore a bulletproof vest. He did manage to make the throw to home plate. I'm Norman Hall.
Thanks, Norm. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.